In the studio with us now, we have Catherine Coons, who's opening tonight at the Alaska State Museum. She's got an exhibition, and also Bob Banghart from the museum is here in the studio. Thank you for coming by the station.
Good to see you, Jeff.
Hello.
So, Catherine, could you, you're from Anchorage?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, if you could.
Well, I'm new to Anchorage, not really, but about 7 years, and grew up on the East Coast and moved to California in my early 20s and lived in L.A. for 20 years and got my MFA in painting and drawing and was a artist, a downtown L.A. artist, and moved to Anchorage afterwards.
What do you do to get an MFA in fine art?
Well, there's a lot of hoops to jump. I got it so I could teach. I mean, an MFA isn't required to be a good painter or artist. You need it to teach. And you know, you learn, it's rigorous. It's a rigorous procedure. So I'm glad I did that.
Do you enjoy teaching?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it when the students are interested, but it's a challenge for me to get them interested and involved, and because it's a course that they have to take. It's a requirement, which is art appreciation.
How does teaching affect your work?
Well, I've been able to really look at historical slides from the Renaissance to 21st century contemporary art, and I've been able to really just focus and study them and gain newer insights after having shown them for years, and they still unfold to me.
Your show at the Alaska State Museum, what's the title of it? It's
Sunday's Threads.
And it consists of a variety of use fabric a lot and some found objects too. Could you describe some of the works?
Well, they're deconstructive works. They're fabric and they're heavy, and I sew them together and I rip them apart and reconstruct them and then collage on them and I paint. So they're basically painted canvases, but they're without a formal stretcher bar.
If you could describe the progression of a typical piece from inspiration to the actual construction of it to how it looks to when you finally show it.
Well, I mean, it's always a mystery to me. I become inspired through color and life and travels and movement, and then I take it back into the studio and work from sketches, and I just really start mostly with a blank idea. I mean, I'm fueled many times, but I never know what direction it's going to carry me. And then maybe some offshoots from a drawing or a piece of sculptural object or even something that I find randomly will have that kind of cause and lead it into a whole different area. So it's a surprise to me. I mean, I have a premise, and I think I know what I'm doing, but a lot of times I don't.
What are some of the tools you use? Well, welcome to the club, by the way.
Right now I'm working with some wood, which is a new endeavor for me, and I'm just shaping and forming wood and just feeling the rasp and that's new, and just working with some shells that I've collected and bones. I'm doing some piercing of bones. So that's where I'm at now in the studio.
This is not the only work that you do. This is just a subset of the many facets that you have.
Right. Right.
What other kinds of things do you do?
Well, I mean, I started out as a painter. I'm an abstract painter, and which is this collective unconscious theory, and it's very physical and rigorous. It's thickly painted and textured, and it led into sculpture. So a lot of my work are paintings too now. They're just alterations in their alternative forms and their explorations, and I'm basically an experimenter. So, you know, I get bored easily. It's hard to stay really interested with 2D dimensional work for 25 years. I mean, it's now I'm into some filming and photography and video and editing programs. So, but I see them as all one thing.
Do you say you start work with a drawing?
Yes.
And then you morph into that with you. What was the inspiration for working with fabrics in this particular case of the show?
Well, I mean, I grew up with fabrics. My mom was a seamstress and taught us patterns and how to construct things. And I mean, we made costumes and wardrobes for Barbie, and so that was fun. So I grew up in that type of environment, and the arts was something I grew up with. And as far as using fabric, it was just something, a new thing to try. And I enjoyed the scroll. I enjoyed the verticalness of it. And rather than storing it flat, I could roll it up. So I had that in the back of my mind, too.
You mentioned scroll, and that leads into a workshop that you're doing tomorrow.
Yes, yes, it does.
Tell me about the scroll making workshop.
Well, students will come in. They'll be able to choose various fabrics that's been cut for them. They're about 48 inches in length, and they have that verticalness to them. And they're different patterns, and they're kind of heavy. And I'll show them. I'll take them up to the museum and show them different of certain expressions that I've done by collaging and sewing things on and putting some found objects onto the tapestries. And then we'll go downstairs and they'll do their own rendition. And I think what I'll do is focus on having them do landscapes. And but in the Asian scrolls, usually the stories are, there's no space. It's done very flat. So the stories are done kind of in this line, you know, from top to bottom. There's no distance. So they'll just, I think they'll attune to that pretty easily. That I don't think they would have that kind of spatial idea, as, you know, that young of an age.
I don't have the information in front of you. Do you know what time your workshop starts?
I believe from 10 to 12, and then from 1 to 3.
1 to 3, right.
Yeah.
You talk about the Southeast Asia here, and you've also got some inspirations from Bali. You've got a series of works that have Bali in the title. How are they related?
Well, I started out with I always take a sketchbook when I go with me, and I trace plants and I draw the plants. And when I got home, I worked from my journal and basically Xeroxed a lot of these flower shapes and stems and started collaging them onto canvases, and then started working with some of the objects and trinkets and curios that I came back from Indonesia, and started embedding them into the tapestries and canvases.
Some of the found objects include these large beads, which it was kind of neat to see such a large bead. I'm used to seeing those. That size.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, there are things that I have found in garage sales in Anchorage. I mean, you can basically find anything in Anchorage that you do in Southeast Asia. It's pretty amazing.
You also have a video that kind of, you walk into the display and there's a video playing. Describe the video, please, and then what it means maybe to the viewer.
Well, it's fun. You know, today, my impression of the show is that it was very well hung, but you know, you get tired of looking at your work. And the video to me was very fresh. I mean, it actually excited me to see that. The video is just a piece of fabric that I bought in India a few years ago, and it's a mandala shape. And it's I set up a tripod with my hands, and it was totally off the cuff. You know, I didn't have anything planned, although I did have a bag of Scrabble letters. And I collaborated with my with a composer friend of mine in LA. He does the music. But it's just a visual of my hands and marking the mandala almost like a crystal ball. So my hands go in this crystal ball and predicting futures. And then I dump a bag of letters and I kind of quickly scramble some words together like wake up or wake up sis or wake up bud. And, you know, it was done just off the top of my head. And so that was fun. You know, when you do things in a relaxed state and they come out as something that you're satisfied with.
Should art be fun?
I'm sorry?
Should art be fun?
No, it's not fun at all. I mean, it's fun, but it's the margins of it being fun are very thin. I don't know. I guess it is fun when you're having fun, but it's very painful doing it too, and trying to make sense of it, and trying to make it, you know, resourceful.
I'm talking to Catherine Koontz, who's got a show tonight at the Alaska State Museum opening up tonight. What time's?
The reception starts around 4 and runs till 7 tonight.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down to the station.
No, thank you.